Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of The Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learnt a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Destroyer. This is a bright spring day. The sun shines. A soft breeze blows through the city streets. There is a kindly little man out for a morning walk. He has graying hair, deep blue eyes, and a gentle expression on his face. As he walks and breathes the fresh, clean air, he is thinking. Listen.
This is a lovely day. A beautiful day. And it's a curious thing, but days like this make one feel philosophic. You begin to think about life, about death, about the meaning of existence. That book I read last night, it made me think too. I can't get it out of my mind. About the great conquerors of the world. It is the destroyer who is remembered throughout history, not the creator. Who are the famous men of the ages? The destroyers. Alexander, Caesar, Genghis Khan, Adolf Hitler. These are the names no man will ever forget. The names of the destroyers. The men who smashed, burned, destroyed, ruined. I could do the same. I could make the name of Foster Merrill blaze through the world for all time. Merely by destroying. And it would be lovely to destroy. This warehouse I'm passing through, empty, dry as kindling. How beautiful its destruction would be. Fire is a beautiful thing. Fire is lovely. Flames, embers, smoke, fire, blazing the name of Foster Merrill to the skies. Merrill the immortal. Merrill, the greatest destroyer of all time. Leap flames, glow embers, burn, destroy, strike down in ruins, burn, burn, fire, fire.
Keep those people back there. Nobody gets any closer.
Commissioner. Hey, Commissioner, it's us, Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane.
Oh, yes, yes, all right. Pass Mr. Cranston and Miss Lane through, please. It's all right, go on.
Thanks a lot, Commissioner. Well, this is a fine mess, isn't it?
A fine mess? Well, honestly, Cranston, I should think a man with your education would find better words than that. Five stories of warehouse burned to the ground. A whole square block goes up in smoke. Every fire engine in the city called out, traffic jammed for hours, and all you can say is a fine mess.
Well, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose that's just about what it is.
Well, how did the fire start?
We don't know, Cranston. The experts have an idea it was set off by a firebug. But of course that doesn't make sense.
Well, why not, Commissioner?
Well, look, Miss Lane, this place was empty. There wasn't a thing in it. It wasn't insured. What's the point of burning it down? Nobody can make it out.
I see.
All it did was make headlines in the papers and a lot of worry for the police and fire departments.
It also made a fire.
You're not telling me anything I don't know.
No, Commissioner, but...
But what, exactly?
Well, we haven't had a case like this in the city for a long time. I'm not surprised that it's finally turned up.
Go ahead, Cranston, go ahead. The police commissioner likes to be instructed by his amateur friends. It's really educational.
Well, this is a case of a man who commits a crime not for money or power or revenge or jealousy, but out of the sheer love of destruction.
Malicious felony, eh?
Somewhere in the city, there's a man walking around with a warped, diseased mind. The most dangerous kind of criminal, because he will strike anywhere, anytime, without reason. His mind operates under an insane logic that makes it impossible to trap him. And yet, he's got to be caught.
All right, you let us dull, unimaginative policemen worry about that, Cranston. You go home and write a book.
You've got your buddies ahead of you, Commissioner. How do you know where he will strike next? How do you know who he is, where he is? That kind of criminal is the deadliest menace and the worst enigma. Lord, if we only knew what he's thinking now.
The high-soaring flames, the brilliant colors, red, orange, yellow, blue, and white. Fire is a lovely thing. It was beautiful to see that great black building enfolded in flames, to watch it. So begins the first day of Foster Merrill's reign of destruction, the reign of terror, terror and destruction, destruction and terror. For a little while longer, I will let them walk hand in hand, anonymously. For a little while longer, I shall destroy. Before I breathe my name to the world, that all people may shudder in horror and fear. It would be a beautiful thing to watch that great hotel across the street spring upward to the skies in a thousand twisting fragments. It would be lovely to hear the screams and shouts, to see the broken bodies. Explosion! So easy, so beautiful. Explosion. Let this proud, stately building fling itself upward out of the depths of the earth. Explosion! A beautiful thing! Explosion! Catastrophe! Explosion! Carnage! Destruction! Explosion! Destruction! Destruction!
I buy two.
This is the supreme triumph for me. To sit in the club with these naive fools. To play poker casually, innocently. To act the role of Foster Merrill, kind little man. With the fire and smoke of destruction still stinging my nostrils.
I'll see you, Merrill.
Full hand.
Someday they will know that Foster Merrill is the destroyer. Someday when my name is etched into the quivering pages of world history, they will think back, remember, and tremble.
By George, old Merrill's done it again.
And that gentleman winds up the game. How did you get on, Green?
I'm satisfied with just paying out and not making humiliating admissions.
You, Wald?
Not so hot. Who'd think kindly old Foster Merrill was a card sharp?
Very really.
Who'd think kindly old Foster Merrill was a card sharp? what delicious irony. Shall I tell you the truth about myself, gentlemen? Shall I tell you who destroyed the world warehouse? Who blew up the Hammond Hotel? Do you want to shut up? You will soon.
Oh, well, I'll be getting along, I think.
Good night, Green. Hey-ho, club life's a dreary thing, gentlemen. I'm bored. Done nothing all day. I could stand a little excitement.
Good evening, Mr. Cranston.
Hello. Well, your prayers are answered, Merrill. Here comes our entertainment. The one and only Lamont Cranston.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. Still wasting your lives in low pursuits, I see.
And how is it with you, Sherlock Holmes?
We bow to your wisdom, O sage.
Well, this will be the best of all. Lamont Cranston, the amateur detective, face to face with the destroyer. And he does not know it. Will never know until it's too late.
What reports from the police department, Cranston? Are they appointing you commissioner in Weston's place?
Not yet.
Seriously, Cranston, what's the latest news on Destruction Incorporated? We're really interested. Green here just had his suite blown up in the Hammond Hotel explosion.
Well, there isn't much I can tell you.
Madman, eh?
Yes, we think so.
Yes, after all, what reason could a man have to burn down a warehouse and destroy a hotel?
Do you really think the same man did both jobs?
It looks that way. We can't be sure.
You can be sure he's clever.
Yes, those maniacs always are.
Planting explosives in a lift shaft.
Disappearing before the police get there.
Haven't you located any clues at all?
No, I'm afraid not. It's the hardest type of case to break. Unmotivated destruction. We've no idea where he will strike next. We don't know why he destroys. To us, there's no logic. Although, to his own insane mind, there may be a very strict logic to his acts.
Well, that's encouraging.
We know this much. He must be a man who has access to explosives because...
What's the matter, Cranston?
Gentlemen, I've just come to a shocking realization.
Now, what do you mean?
I distinctly recollect one of you mentioning that the explosive that destroyed the Hammond Hotel was placed in the lift shaft. Which one of you said that?
Certainly wasn't I.
Nor I, but what's the point?
Let's understand each other, please. The fact that the explosive was placed in the lift shaft of the Hammond Hotel is a strict secret. No need to the police and myself.
Good Lord!
It means that one of you three, John Green, Richard Ward, or Foster Merrill, is closely linked to the destroyer, maybe the destroyer himself.
Cranston, you're joking.
I'm very serious. Two of you men are innocent. One of you knows what I mean. Sooner or later, I'm going to remember who let that remark slip out. When I do, your number is up. Good night, gentlemen.
That was stupid of me. Idiotic. Let the cat out of the bag. I must do something. Something? Yes, I want the world to know my name, but not yet. I'm not ready yet. Cranston is too close on the trail. Sooner or later, he will remember. Remember and talk. Cranston must be silenced. Cranston must not talk. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. Midnight. The city is quiet. There in Cranston's flat, everything is still and shadowy. How long can I walk up and down before the entrance? The time is now. Now. The gun? Here in my pocket. No. Too soon to take it out. Time for that later. The door. No one in the lobby. Good. Good. There's the lift. Automatic. Better and better. There will be no witnesses. He lives on the sixth floor. 620. First floor, take the gun out now. Second, make sure of the cartridges. Third, gun all right. Must take off the safety. Fourth, fifth, sixth. And now, kill, kill. Destroy, smash, kill, 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 kill.
Things look pretty black for the Shadow. Stay tuned for further developments. And now, back to the Shadow. We are in Lamont Cranston's flat.
Well, Cranston, this just about caps everything. Are you sure you didn't shoot the ship yourself?
Why, Commissioner...
No. It's all right. Please relax, Miss Lane. I was just joking.
You'd better not joke about murder with Margot, Commissioner. She's a little sensitive after our recent experience with Robert Stone.
Never mind that. What about right now, Mr. John Green lying dead on your doorstep?
It was the destroyer, Commissioner. I've already explained how I challenged him back at the club. Evidently, he came after me and killed Green by mistake.
But what was John Green doing in your flat, wearing your pajamas?
Green's suite at the Hammond Hotel had been destroyed in the explosion. He asked me to put him up for the night. Then, when the murderer knocked on the door, Green was closest to it, and so he opened it. I heard 3 shots. When I got to the door, he was dead.
So it was either Richard Wald or Foster Merrill, eh?
Yes. One of them is the destroyer, Commissioner. No, excuse me.
Yes, certainly.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Cranston. This is O'Shaughnessy. Is the Commissioner still there?
No, oh, just a moment, O'Shaughnessy. It's for you, Commissioner.
Oh, thanks. Hello.
Oh, Commissioner. We just received a message down at headquarters that ought to interest you.
All right, O'Shaughnessy, let's hear it.
It was thrown through the window of your office, tied to a dynamite fuse.
A dynamite fuse?
Hold the phone away from your ear, Commissioner. Let's listen.
All right.
Here's the message. To the people of the city, I am the man who struck twice today with fire and explosion. I am the destroyer. Tomorrow at noon, I strike again. Listen and tremble, you millions. Tomorrow at noon, in one stroke, I wipe out your city. The destroyer.
Well, I'll be...
What do you want me to do about this, Commissioner?
Hold on to that note, O'Shaughnessy. I'll be right down. Did you hear that, Cranston? Miss Lane, how do you like that?
I don't.
You don't, eh? Well, neither do I. Excuse me, Miss Lane. Out of the way, Cranston. I'm going somewhere, and in a hurry.
Where, Commissioner?
To headquarters. 3 o'clock now. I've got 9 hours to get the destroyer, and I'm going to get him.
Well, Lamont, you heard the Commissioner. 9 hours.
So the destroyer's going to smash the city in one stroke. Oh, and blazes, is he going to do that?
You'd need to be a quiz kid to answer that one. Are you one?
No, Margot. But I'm going to qualify by finding the answer.
How?
Either Wald or Merrill is the destroyer. It's got to be one of those two. I'm going to find which.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to turn this case over to an old friend of mine, the Shadow.
The first warning from the destroyer. The first grim word from the man the world will always remember. The police tremble. Destruction is on the march. But my name shall not be known yet. It is not the time. There must be silence. Cranston is silenced, but the others, John Green and Richard Wald, they were at the club. They heard Cranston's words. Perhaps they, too, may remember that one slip. Remember and realize who the destroyer is. They must be silenced. Richard Wald and John Green must be silenced before they remember, and Wald shall be first.
Richard Wald.
What?
Richard Wald. Awake.
Is this a nightmare? Nothing in my bedroom, yet I can hear...
You hear the Shadow.
The Shadow? What do you want?
The truth.
About what?
About destruction.
That's strange. That's very strange. Suddenly, awakening from a sound sleep... Suddenly I realized...
You realized what?
Listen, Shadow. This evening, in my club, I was there with Lamont Cranston, John Green, and Foster Merrill.
The Shadow knows.
One of us made a damaging admission about the explosion that destroyed the Hammond Hotel. Someone remarked that the explosive was placed in the lift shaft.
Go on.
Now I remember who said it.
Who?
It was... Shadow!
Someone fired. From the door.
Shadow, wait.
You were hit?
Yes. Come closer. Want to tell you who Destroyer is.
Who?
It was... Oh.
He's dead. Dead with the secret still on his lips. Wherever you are, Wald, listen to me. The Shadow knows your secret. By killing you, the destroyer has revealed himself and destroyed his secret. The Shadow knows.
Hey, Cranston, Miss Lane, what the blaze are you doing in my office?
Good morning, Commissioner. Had breakfast today? You don't look as though you have.
I've been too busy for breakfast, Miss Lane.
It'll be time for lunch soon. It's almost 12.
Yes, and I haven't located the destroyer yet. How am I supposed to be thinking about eating with that on my mind?
Listen, Commissioner, I know who the destroyer is.
Yes, who?
Foster Merrill.
How do you know?
Richard Wald was murdered a few hours ago.
What?
That's right, Commissioner.
And how does that prove Merrill is the destroyer?
By elimination. The destroyer had to be either Green, Wald, or Merrill. Green was killed in mistake for myself. Now Wald is killed. That leaves Merrill or me.
And you can't suspect Lamont.
No, I suppose I can't.
So that makes it Merrill, QED. He really outsmarted himself, trying to kill off all the men who might remember he was the one who made that admission at the club. By doing that, he's clearly pointed the finger at himself.
So it's Merrill, eh? Then we've got to get hold of him. We've got to get him before noon.
Oh, it's no use, Commissioner. Lamont and I have been scouring the city trying to locate him.
It's no go, Commissioner.
But that warning about destroying the city in one stroke.
I don't know, Commissioner. Perhaps he can do it. He did a horribly beautiful job of destruction on that warehouse and the Hammond Hotel.
Yes, but how can a man wipe out a city?
I don't know.
I've got every member of the force on the alert. We've got every key point of the city guarded. What else can I do?
Frankly, I can't say. The only thing left is to work out what Merrill is going to do and try to beat him to it.
Good heavens, man, I've been sitting here for hours thinking it over. I say to myself, Weston, if you were going to wipe out a city, how would you do it?
Well, how would you, Commissioner?
I don't know.
It's 11:30.
We've got half an hour. Half an hour to think out what the maniac bent on destruction is going to do.
This is murder, Cranston.
Oh, I feel all goose-pimply. Like Noah waiting for the deluge to start.
This is no time to worry about Noah.
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
Repeat that, Margot. How do you feel?
Like Noah waiting for the deluge to start.
Deluge. Deluge.
Cranston, have you gone mad?
No, I've got it. Deluge. Flood. That's the answer.
The answer to what?
To how one man can wipe out a city at one stroke.
What are you talking about?
Listen, the city reservoir is at the head of Rebo Valley, about 15 miles north of here.
Well?
One man could blow up the dam, couldn't he?
Lamont.
If that dam were destroyed, billions of gallons of water would be released. They'd come pouring down the valley and sweep over the entire city.
Holy Moses.
That would be destruction with a capital D. The whole city would be destroyed. Commissioner, this is only a hunch. You keep your police watching the city in case I'm wrong.
All right, what about you?
I'm hustling up to the Rebo Dam in case I'm right.
What time is it, Lamont?
Nearly 12.
Are you sure we've come to the right place?
I don't know, Margot. It's just a hunch. I'm hoping I'm right.
But Merrill may not come up to this part of the dam.
He'll have to. There isn't enough dynamite in the city to destroy the dam itself. He'll have to come here to the schoolway and smash the floodgates.
If he comes at all.
I think he will.
What are you going to do, Lamont?
Turn Mr. Merrill over to the Shadow.
What's the Shadow going to do?
Something he's never done before.
What?
Appear before Merrill's eyes.
You're going to let Merrill see the Shadow?
No, I'm going to let Merrill see someone he never expected to see again. Merrill's a madman, Margot. He'll probably have pounds of explosive on him. I can't take any chances. I've got to paralyze him with a violent shock before he has a chance to use his dynamite.
If he shows up.
If he shows up.
So right now, we just wait.
That's all. Just wait and pray.
The dam. This is the place and the hour. 12 o'clock. Time for destruction. Dynamite sticks, all safe in my pocket. Now is the time. Who's that?
I give you good day, Destroyer.
Who speaks?
You should know, Merrill. Who should know better than you?
There's no one. Nothing. Nothing but the bright sun.
The sun and shadows.
Oh, what? I hear voices. It is the roar of the spillway. The 1,000 waters pouring over the gates. They speak to me in many voices, and all speak the same word. Destruction. that laugh again.
You recognize my laugh, Meadow?
Oh, I hear no laughter. I hear the thunder of the waters.
You hear the laughter of a man you thought to destroy.
Laughter? Whose laughter?
The laughter of Lamont Cranston.
Impossible. He's dead.
You do not believe? Look here. Look closely. Open your eyes in the bright sun and see the man you thought you killed. Here is Lamont Cranston.
No. No. Impossible. This is impossible. I saw him die. I killed him and watched him fall. Get back, you. Stand back.
Nero, watch out. The spillway!
I can't!
These magnets. What? Pounding. Choking. I can't breathe. Can't hear. Dying. Death. Destruction. Death. Destruction. Death.
All right, Margot. Let's drive back to the city. We'll have to tell Commissioner Weston the news.
But not the truth, Lamont.
No, I'm afraid he can't know the Shadow spoke to Foster Merrill and then appeared to him as Lamont Cranston.
Oh, golly, it was awful when he saw you. He just staggered back and fell.
Straight into the spillway. He might have had a chance, but all that explosive in his pockets, pounds and pounds of dynamite, sucked him under.
What was the matter with Merrill, Lamont? He seemed to be such a nice little man.
I don't know, Margot. Perhaps it all seemed logical to him. For all we know, everything Merrill did made sense to him. Some people believe a criminal thinks he's acting with perfect logic and reason.
Oh, I can do without that kind of reason, thank you. I wish we could cure every twisted, warped mind in the world, Lamont.
If we could, you'd lose a very dear friend, Margot.
What do you mean?
On that day, the Shadow would retire forever. And you'd have to be content with dull old Lamont Cranston.
And I wouldn't mind that either. Oh, gosh, the crooks have been keeping you so busy I never get to see you. The next time I want a date with you, I literally have to commit murder.
So concludes tonight's Shadow story. In a moment, I shall return to tell you more of this man of mystery. Next week, same time, same station, we bring you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. Be sure to listen.
As you sow evil, so shall you reap evil. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
This feature is produced by Reds Johnston for Grace Gibson Radio Productions. A masterpiece of suspense.